This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A group of Indigenous men are cycling through Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico promoting mental wellness. Wyoming Public Radio's Jacquahe Black has more.
Identifying as a Black man and a member of the Haida Nation, Damon Bell Holter has seen firsthand how men of color often don't seek help for mental illness. He says one barrier is a lack of diversity among mental health care providers.
What happened was I started working on my personal, like, my healing and seeing a therapist a couple years ago. And I was, like, getting matched up with, like, you know, honestly, you know, white people, you know?
But another problem is the cycle of silence and stigma surrounding mental health. That's why Bell Holter is leading a group of men on this more than 800-mile cycling trip. They started on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming and finished up in Albuquerque this week. Along the way, they encouraged men of color to speak out about their mental health and seek the help they need. The group is also raising money for mental health initiatives in Indigenous communities. For National Native News, I'm Jacquahe Black.
Nevada lawmakers expanded mail-in voting due to COVID-19, which includes protections for tribal communities. A federal judge recently dismissed a lawsuit over the law. Many homes on reservations have non-standard mail service, and residents have to travel to a postal provider to get mail. Voting advocates say there are also other challenges Native voters face. Roz Brown has more.
Jacqueline DeLeon with the Native American Rights Fund says Indigenous people live much farther from polling locations than non-natives.
It's much more difficult than the average American can conceive of to vote in Indian country. Native Americans have a decrease in post office hours. They also have their ballots travel further.
DeLeon adds that fewer transportation options, a lack of internet access, and other socioeconomic factors also play a role in whether Indigenous people vote. She says it's not uncommon for Native Americans to travel up to 200 miles to register to vote or reach their polling place. In August, Nevada lawmakers expanded mail-in voter laws to address challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Assembly Bill 4 allows non-family members to safely return a ballot for one another in the upcoming election. It also provides mechanisms for tribes to request early on-reservation polling locations. DeLeon says prior to Nevada's vote-by-mail primary in June, more than 90% of the Indigenous population voted in person. I'm Roz Brown.
The vice president of the Navajo Nation, Myron Leiser, has expressed his well wishes on social media for President Trump and the First Lady after they tested positive for COVID-19. Leiser's an outspoken Trump supporter. Leiser took his own COVID-19 test this week after traveling to Washington, D.C. for a prayer event. In a virtual town hall Thursday night, Leiser defended his travel, saying he understands concerns. The Navajo Nation remains under emergency orders, including 57-hour weekend lockdowns. Leiser says it was a one-time thing, adding he would do it again to pray for the nation.
I did go in and get tested because of all the concern that was out there. But, you know, last week, Tuesday, I did mention that I had just returned from the D.C. area praying for our nation. And, you know, what a time it was to be given that opportunity and the heavy, heavy responsibility of praying.
Leiser was seen at the event not wearing a mask or social distancing. Critics have taken to social media to express their dismay with the Navajo Nation vice president. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP, fighting to protect 50-plus voters, making sure they're heard on issues like Social Security and Medicare, prescription drug prices, and ensuring that 50-plus Americans can vote safely from home or in person. More information at aarp.org. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.